Eat that.
Yeah! Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Und gut for you.
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the humble happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, streamed online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. Three people are on their phones. The one guest who is actively paying attention. Thank you very much, special guest, for paying attention.
Shut up. We host like 15 seconds of the show every time you just...
Can you not hear yourself not on? You have to work that adjustment.
I can hear myself perfectly, honestly.
Well, anyway. Let's try that again. For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most creative show of its kind, every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on gayradioshow.com with the free TuneIn radio app, streaming on facebook.com/OutLoudOrlandoRadio. Full cast and crew here today. I'm your host, DJ Justice, episode number 378. So let's go around the circle and see who we got here. We got, she used to come here on a bus. Lady Barry Matthews is here. How you doing, Lady Barry?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, well, we're going to catch up. We had a good time going to Restaurant Ash last week after the show for the 7-year anniversary of the show.
It was even better because I didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Great food tastes better.
Oh, no, somebody else bought it.
It tastes better. Yeah?
Is our microphone even on? Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right. Maybe it is like, okay, so.
It's very directional, bro. Over there, the young, the not so young upstart
not
Alex
so young
anymore.
Now I'm just a startup Alex.
Little Alex is here.
.com Alex.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Alex is here, and, obviously one of the three things I want to talk about. It's important. Everyone goes through that milestone age of turning 21 years old. Our young Alex turned 21 this past Friday.
It was glorious. Yay! It was glorious. He still feels glorious.
He's still here. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad you didn't die. That's good.
Why didn't everyone think I was
And then
die?
the most recognizable voice in radio. Atomic Adonis, Daniel Dean. How you doing, man?
I'm very good.
You didn't plug Twitter for him.
Give us a call, 407-646-2915. Make sure you follow the radio show on Twitter. That's Twitter. At Gay Radio.
Yay, at least someone else gets to do it now.
Yay.
God, I hate doing that so much.
Yeah, at Gay Radio Show. And then we have other special guests in here. I think, your friend Jeffrey is here. You guys are doing a Fringe show. We're going to talk about the Orlando Fringe Festival Theater show. Starts out this week. And then another special guest that we have with us is Cody. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
He's kind of... Welcome to the madhouse. You know, I had this thought. There have been so many times where the radio show has introduced, like, new people to the Orlando scene. And one of the most talented men in Orlando, Rob Ward, is always very quick to grab them and make them a part of, you know, Truth or Dare with Pepe or the Truth or Dare dating game. Them into a shot boy or just... So I got to meet Cody when Cody was a contestant in the Pepe Truth or Dare game. And I was like, you know what? There's somebody cute. There's somebody that has something fun to say and seems kind of interesting. I'm going to steal him from Rob, and I'm going to put him on my radio show.
You're a star, kid.
So you're here out of...
Made it so far.
Just don't go to his house.
You're here out of spite.
Oh, definitely. The worst.
Nice. Daniel, when you go into a club, do you walk into the club purse first?
Yeah, of course, if you have a purse with you.
Alex, what about you? Do you walk into the club purse first?
No, I like to show my mug up first, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this face is more valuable than my purse, honestly.
Yeah. Do you get the reference, though?
I think we've all been around
like
that block.
Like, with your pudding cup?
It's a reference to the...
I am gay. I know pop culture references.
It's a reference to the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race last night. I mean, should we do spoiler alert? I mean, I feel like I don't want to just out and out say who the winner was because I don't want to be that person.
Walk into the club.
Okay. Not everyone will talk at once because I heard none of that.
Finish your story.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No, so we're not going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it because I don't care. Say who won?
It aired last night.
I didn't even see
fine.
Who won.
No, it's free game.
Okay. Spoiler alert, RuPaul's Drag Race finale. 3, 2, 1. Alex covers his ears. Walk into the club purse first. Well, Bob the Drag Queen won.
Oh, really?
Bob won? Oh, are you serious? That's like the least one I wanted to win out of the three.
What? I didn't even
one episode.
But the whole reference of going to the club purse first, at the end, I never really got it until he said, take everything you love about yourself, whether people like it or not, that you accept as your truth and your beauty, and put it in that purse and hold it out in front of you and walk into the club purse first. And I thought it was corny and cheesy until I kind of heard the context of it. And then I thought, you know what? That can be indirectly inspirational. Now I'm not going to get into that.
I hate it when people with lisps say it because they say Perth Firth.
Oh, kimchi joke. Too soon? Too soon?
Well, still better than water off a duck's back.
Yeah. Water off a duck's butt. What?
She won?
Nope.
next Monday is going to be weird, though, because every year after a season of RuPaul's Drag Race ends, there's always that weird void. Like, next Monday night, you're just going to see gay people, like, wandering around. Like, they don't know what to do with themselves. Like, what now?
Drag Race, God forbid.
What do I do now?
God forbid there's a Grindr outage next Monday, too.
That's not true, though. Orlando's Drag Race starts next week. Next Monday.
Yeah.
Season pass, $30 at Pulse. It's going to be great.
It's basically the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It totally is.
Because the person who's
live.
Supposed to win never wins.
So you get to see the shade in person.
Lady Barry Matthews isn't jealous
shade
at all.
Shade throwing at 91.5.
How was that pink lemonade there?
Yeah.
Was that good for you? Was that good?
It was sour.
Sour. It was, actually.
A little bitter.
I had a little taste of that, too. It's like... Okay, that's cool.
And you know what? I do owe a lot to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's been a lot of fun over the years getting to interview current season queens, getting to meet them, go on the Drag Race at Sea Cruise for a couple of years, have them be a part of this show. And I actually didn't have the best Sunday night. I went out Sunday night. I thought I would just really push myself and do the whole Sunday fun thing. And you know I'm not a big drinker. And I went out and I tried to do like everyone else did and ended up having like a rough night. Like I'm convinced that people try to come for me when they notice I'm inebriated. People that either have a bone to pick or just want to share their...
happen.
People, I
want you to.
I will just say there's an older me that would have come right on the ear and just like bitched about it and used names, but we're beyond that point. So more or less what I decided was when it kind of started happening two or three times, I said, you know what? I'm in a good spot. If I stay out any longer, I'm just going to be trying to play self-defense. And anytime you're explaining, you're losing. And that's not what I want to do right now. And if the only time you can come for me or talk to me or confront me is when you think I'm not at peak performance because I've had a couple of drinks, then because, I mean, they know I'll decimate them any other way. So I went home, called it an early night. 24 hours later, had a complete, 180 and got to have the time of my life with the RuPaul's Drag Race Battle of the Seasons, which was in town. So all of your favorite queens, you saw Detox. Detox was
here.
Yeah,
I took a selfie with her.
And then Alaska was here and Sharon Needles. Adore Delano. And so they all did their performance at the Plaza Live and Michelle Visage hosted. And then they all went out to an after party at Pulse. And, I went through my phone. I think I've got maybe like at this point, like 9 or 10 of the Drag Race girls numbers in my phone where just whenever they're in town, I'll be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? What's up, Fifi? What's up, Sharon? What's up, Robin Turner? What's up, Naomi? And just, hey, what's up, Mystique Summers?
What's up, Mystique?
Yes.
Miss Two Piece in a Biscuit is not shy. Let me just say that. Miss Two. But we ended up having a great time, and so I posted a great picture. I got to be the Uber driver, and I got to drive Adore Delano and Sharon Needles and Alaska, back, and we ended up hanging out. And Alaska is one of my favorite people in the world. We laugh about the stupidest things, and just like, sit up. Kai, was it Kai or Kiki?
Kiki. It's Kiki.
But I'm not a drag queen, so does that count?
No, what? Do not Kai. You did not Kai.
Hello, governor. Would you like to Kai tonight?
Let's do the three things. There's a lot of people in here, and actually, the three things I learned this week have nothing to do with me. So,
that's a first.
That's shocking.
I know, right?
Not about DJ Chester.
Somehow it's funny how it's my show that I've kept on the air for 7 years, but yet it's wrong when I talk about myself. So that's funny how that works out. Anyway, let's go within the three things. I learned this. I'm talking really slow because I can't find... I found it. Yeah.
So prepared.
Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two. It's the three things you learned this week.
Yeah. That's my voice on the recording. I sang that song. And you got to pay me money if you replay it. I got the copyright.
Do you really?
I do. Anyway, first thing I learned this week, he has become my little ride or die. Dude, how does it feel to be 21 years old, Alex?
So honestly, I mean, as anyone who's on my Facebook has seen, like, it's been quite a magical weekend. But furthermore, it's just like the little things in life as well, like being able to go to Publix and buy a bottle of wine, being able to have a cocktail before dinner. So it's really just been a transformative experience.
That sounds like how every alcoholic's story starts.
Shut up. Sometimes when you come home from work, you just need to like pop a bottle and just be like, yes. In like your grandpa underwear on the couch.
I mean, precisely.
I don't wear grandpa underwear. Daniel and I are roommates. I do not wear grandpa underwear. I wear board shorts around the house.
Because you're so masked, bro.
Totes masked, bro.
How Laguna of you.
Huh?
Very Laguna.
Thank you very much.
It's okay, not, so you're not an alcoholic. It's as long as it's a hobby, not a habit. Right. Yeah. Then you're fine.
I'm not a big drinker at all. I mean, I just I mainly do it for the social aspects.
I envy that. This is the first time I've been sober in 2 weeks. Like, good for me.
Ring it out.
I'm on a mission.
Welcome to the Outlawed Orlando AA meeting.
Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, same location.
Please come and join us at, oh, I'm not going to say the name of the school.
You don't have to.
Wow, it's so great, and now I can get on the radio show, talk about all of my real bad habits. Like,
yeah, before we had to keep all of the stories covered, you know, it'd be like, yeah. we'd end up different places and, you know, be palming cash to bouncers at the club to get him in places he wasn't supposed to go. Wait, that was somebody else. Who are you?
Oh, God.
Anyway, so you went down to Miami.
I did. I spent the weekend in Miami. It was like, I'm so blessed to have like some friends there that like, you know, like what I like, and therefore, like, for example, like I didn't pay to go anywhere I wanted to go, which is like the best part of everything. So I was,
yeah, because Miami gets so expensive so fast.
Yeah, so I actually survived on like less than $100. So because everything was just like,
how? I think everyone's kind of entitled to that. Like, it's not, when you do have a good set of friends, you know, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have to pay for your dinner on birthday. Like, if I go out with someone on their birthday, I won't necessarily cover their whole drinking bill, but I'll cover dinner. Like, I'll get dinner and a couple drinks, you know.
Oh, okay. So I know who to call on September 14th.
Well, I mean, it's also like
thank
playing
you to all the hearts we're getting on Facebook right now.
Like, other than that, it was like, I also kind of played it smart too. Made sure like I would get really, really nice pregame because, you know, drinks are really expensive in Miami.
Right.
And whereas like my friends would pay for like a couple of them, I'm not gonna make them keep buying me like $12 to $15 drinks, because that's just, it's really insane. But I partied to like the sunlight like every single day. I met actually some really like exquisite individuals. Like, I spent a lot of time in like Miami's art district. Like, it's always such an enriching experience when I get to go there.
So you're talking generally, but like, you know, where did you go? Like, what was, did you actually celebrate your birthday on Thursday or on Friday, or did you, I mean, because I know you did the whole weekend, but what was the big celebration?
Honestly, the entire weekend itself was the big celebration. Like, I went out in downtown Orlando Thursday night. I got to the club actually at midnight, and it just so happened, I swear to God, it was like complete coincidence. Like, someone that I knew had a table and was like, oh, come over. So needless to say, like, it started Thursday, like, still in Orlando. I went to work the next day. I headed straight to Miami afterwards, and then I went to our first little sort of like, it's like a really cool like small bar like in Miami's art district, and there were like these,
I like you better when Bobby's here to fight with you. Go on.
But anyways, there was like these really cool like Parisian DJs, and then we were there, and then we went to this another
Parisian DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like, it was nothing but disco like all night long. Like,
oh, you know.
That's awesome, actually.
It was, they were like very Daft Punky. So like, that was really cool. And then we went to another nightclub, like the nightclub that's next to Space, that can be open until the afternoon the next day.
Do you have a good 21st birthday story?
I don't remember pretty much most of my 21st birthday.
Oh, shoot. Hold on 1 minute. It's 420, everybody. You know what that means here on Outloud Orlando. It's time to take our Truvada. That's right. Yay. Talk to your doctor about Truvada. Find out about PrEP, post-exposure prophylactics. It's a good way to protect yourself and others. Talk to your doctor and see if it's a good way to, you know, have fun. Or just be safe and not get HIV.
That's the most ridiculous thing ever.
You even sound bored with that.
Right?
That,
like,
yeah. No, I hate having to...
Can you just let it die? Yeah. It's a dog that has...
Never!
Just let it die.
I think you should just call Truvada and get some sponsorship.
Until the day when every gay man is on Truvada and HIV is gone, I will take that pill at 420 on the air, okay?
Can you just see...
In my lifetime, I will see that happen, man.
Yeah, that would just lead to, like...
Because I don't like condoms.
Government-mandated medication. Like, you have to get in the line, and they have to hand you medication. They're force-feeding you, like, mind-altering,
like, we're, like, inmates in some psycho institute.
You're a subordinate and do whatever they ask you to.
Yeah, that's right. Are you wearing your glasses because you burned your face?
Yeah, I just had a chemical peel, and since we're on camera, I'm not exposed.
Show the camera. People are asking you to take your glasses off, actually.
No.
No, they're not.
Take them off.
I don't believe you.
Hey, people in the live stream, if you want to see Daniel take his glasses off, send a bunch of hearts and leave a comment. Thank you. But Alex, I want to just make sure so was it everything you wanted it to be?
It was everything I wanted to be and more, because just the, not only going to the places, but the things that happened within those places were like simply magical. The vibe with everyone. Miami is.
Was it divine?
Well, it was absolutely divine.
This
because, like.
This so sophisticated for a 20. My 21st was like 21 shots. Like,
well, the
shots,
crazy
like,
thing about Miami is that, like, because it's just
like
it's like this crazy, like, paradise city, like, in the South, and it's just like everywhere that we went, everybody was so, like, beautiful and looked like they came out of, like, an Urban Outfitters catalog. Like, it was just, like, it was just a really neat experience, and I got to meet, like, a lot of people who I'm gonna be friends with, like, in the future.
I had a horrible 21st birthday because I did not ever drink alcohol until I turned 21. I had had a sip of wine once, maybe when I was like 15. I had not ever.
Weren't you, like, super religious? Didn't you drink the Jesus juice? That's fine.
No, because I went to a Baptist church. It's grape juice. It's not even real wine.
Yeah. Oh, the only good thing about Catholic school was the fact that they gave us, like, it was wine, straight up. Like, white Zin, baby.
Like, I'm effed up on the blood of Christ.
Yes, I'm feeling you, baby.
Yes, Daniel, you need to take those glasses off, dude. Check it. Heart. Show the people.
No.
Who the heck is calling me right now? You can't call me on the show. No, I didn't drink alcohol until I was 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And so, with my group of friends, which was very limited because I was a self-righteous douchebag in college, but mainly it was my a cappella group, you know, the kids I sang with and, you know, went on tour with and things like that. When I turned 21, their gift was 21 different bottles of liquor. And I was supposed to do 21 shots that night. No, so no wine, no mixer, no beer, but just so 21. I remember I remember like 6 of those shots. They said I got to like 8.5, but this was with no other context. Like, we were playing like vodka pong. Like, there was nothing else to like space it out. It literally was like, why don't you just start doing these? And then I just woke up the next day going like, this is not the way to live life.
I played vodka pong on my first Shabbat dinner. it's the craziest story, but yeah, that's what it came to. But here, no, check this out. This was like one of the Snapchats I took, which could pretty much sum up my birthday night.
I cannot watch a Snapchat on the air right now.
I want to watch it. I'll do it. I have the Snap stuff, but I don't like know how to do it really.
Drinking champagne at 6:50 a.m. Like, that's all what it boils down to. So
yeah, I mean, I think like my 21st birthday, I woke up in like a frat living room with like a bottle of Captain Morgan duct taped to my hand.
That sounds actually like a pretty
everywhere.
Go to fraternity X video.
Yeah, have you ever been to an Edward 40 Hands party?
Used to go hang out at this one frat, but you had to tape a handle to your hand. Like a handle of liquor, like a gallon of liquor.
At my undergrad in Northern Virginia, we didn't have frats, but the sports teams had houses. So I went to the lacrosse team house and they duct tape 240s to your hands and you can't like leave or take them off until they're both gone. So Edward Ford. So in the meantime though, some idiot gets drunk and like falls down and like breaks it. So then you've got like shards of broken glass like taped to your hands, bleeding profusely. You're like, I'm still in it, man. Like, till it's over.
It's ride or die, baby. Ride or die.
Go marry Washington Eagles. Yeah.
America.
White people.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of knives and bad experiences, be thinking about your worst hookup story ever. This is 41-year-old Alek Lebedev. He immigrated to the United States from Russia 16 years ago. In March, he met a man on Grindr. After chatting for a while, the two agreed to meet. When they met up at the guy's condo, the alleged victim decided he was no longer interested. He offered Lebedev a glass of water and then said, please leave. A short while later, the alleged victim had a change of heart and sent him another message saying, come back. He accepted. He returned to the condo. However, this time, Lebedev had a gun, demanding that the victim hand over all his cash, his watches, his credit card. He made him delete all the messages they had exchanged on Grindr, stole his SIM card, and fled. And then it turned into an 8-hour standoff.
A stand.
That didn't end until...
It's a hold up.
That didn't end until Lebedev turned the gun on himself. He suffered a single gunshot wound to the chest but survived, take himself to the local hospital where he remained. He's been charged with first-degree robbery. He has priors, too. So basically, I pulled this story because...
Homegirl is cuckoo-ca-choo, okay?
Yeah. I don't know. I tried to think about, obviously, I've never had a bad hookup experience.
Why did Home Slice go back?
Sounds like a
like,
good
just
day.
Cut your losses. Like, okay, the
right?
Birthday, we're
it's
cool.
Grindr. You can find like 5 feet away. Oh, look, there's another person.
No. Here's what happened. Lebedev invited the guy to come over. No. I'm confused. Okay.
Then asked him to leave and then asked him to come back.
They chatted. Lebedev showed up at the guy's house. The victim said, I do not want to. He offered Lebedev a glass of water. Hey, here's some water, and you need to leave. Okay. A short while later, the victim said, I changed my mind. I want to do it anyway. Come back. So this guy, after feeling like he was spurned, got invited back to the house for a second time, and that's when he did Cuckoo-Ca-Choo.
Got it.
Which so. One is the crazy one? The Russian guy? Or
The Russian Lebedev was the one invited to the house.
Okay. And he's the one who robbed the other guy.
Yes.
Okay.
So he went to the house.
Okay, girl, let me break this down for you.
Okay, please.
It was a revenge robbery.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
This sounds like a novella.
Yeah. Lady Barry, you have Trade come over. Trade gets there. You're like, I'm not that interested. I could find something better. Goodbye. Have some water. You send Trade away. Later, nothing else happens. You still want to get your rocks off. You message the first guy going like, I changed my mind. Why don't you come back over? In the meantime, you've pissed off Trade, who's like, well, how dare you spurn me? He comes back with a gun. There we go.
Well, okay. That's not fair. He gave him water.
I thought this was going in a complete
You're
direction.
Gonna have to call me an Uber before we're on good terms, like at least.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he like GHB'd him and said, "Hey, hurry, come back." That way, he passed out at the house.
Girl, you got Bill Cosby'd.
I forgot to mention this, Alex. Alex, I didn't really do anything for your 21st birthday. You know, your 21st birthday celebration will be. Your all-expense trip that paid down to Key West. When we go down to Key West again, I'm going to take you for a Key West weekend. So that's how we're going to celebrate your 21st birthday. It might be in a month or two, but that's what we're going to do. I wanted you to not think you were slighted. I'm not going to give you some piddly little shot when I have something better we can
do. I got you a salad.
I got you a salad.
But talking about bad hookups, I have something. I mean, it could have turned into a bad situation. This may or may not have allegedly happened one time I was in Key West. I had a late night booty call that was saying, hey, do you want to come over to where we're staying here at this little guest house. I was like, yeah, of course. He sends me two pictures. It's supposed to be the three of us. I'm like, all right, I'm down. That's your boyfriend. Cool. You know, more than two can ride this ride. We're fine. So I show up there and get to the guy, and that's fine. And we're exchanging, pleasantries. And the third gentleman is asleep in the bed. I go, oh, he's asleep. Quote, oh, don't worry about it. You and I can just get started. He'll just, wake up. He likes that. He'll be a part of it. So I'm kind of like, okay, this is kind of cool, but kind of not. And like, how passed out is he? So, this thing's happening over here. And then he starts kind of doing like the other thing to the other thing. And so halfway, like maybe not even maybe 10 minutes into it, then the sleeping guy wake up and kind of, and he's like all the way. Like, and it was like. So, but he's up.
Nice onomatopoeias.
Yes.
So he's up, and then all of a sudden he just kind of like drunkenly, angrily is like, what the F? What the F? And the boyfriend goes, hey, it's a threesome.
Surprise!
And I'm just like, hi, nice to meet you, the person that just passed out that I'm in the bed with your boyfriend and you. And he just goes, and he just gets up and he goes, it's going to be a really good idea if you get the F out of here right now. And he's like mad, and he takes like a wine bottle and just like smashes it on the floor. And the whole time I'm just immediately I go into hell. I was like, very nice to meet you. I respect your choices. I'm going to leave because you are bigger than me and are holding a broken wine bottle. We are good. But the other boyfriend is still trying to like talk him into it. He's still trying. So I just get my stuff. I politely grab, my accoutrement, and then I leave. My poppers and my lube.
Were you not? I would have been like, oh, deuce it. Well, I would have left far before that. But did you feel like maybe he was going to kill the other dude? Well, like, do you want to come with me? Because I don't know if this is a good environment for you right now.
This is what a good.
Like, should we both leave?
This is what a good person I was. I actually kind of waited like just down the hallway for a little bit because I heard the argument. I heard the fighting. I wanted to be aware if anything was going to happen. I needed to break up a fight. I also was still kind of really wanting it to happen, so I was hoping maybe they'd have a change of heart and like open the door. So I'm still like texting the guy, and then the guy texts me an hour later. And he's like, "Okay, he's asleep. You can come back." I was like, "I'm not gonna come back because he's asleep. You're out of your mind."
But you can come to my house. Is that what happened? I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Raise your hand.
How did you not feel like that?
Raise your hand if you've boom snap clapped it behind the Key West AIDS Memorial on Smathers Beach. Oh, wait, they can see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what are the bad hookup stories, though. I used to date...
That just sounded like you should have evacuated that situation far before.
You remember blonde tattooed little Twinkie that I did last summer?
That sounds like every.
Yeah, that sounds like everybody you've ever.
It was, sounds like the person that's me. In the room.
Eight no. of them this week already. I don't know.
That little Twinkie tattoo.
No, see, I can say that Cody's cute, but I'm not sexually attracted to him at all just because I've been burned by like four people look just like him. So even if he's a good person or not, I'm going to automatically just assume that he's a spiteful little wretched soul.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, that will not stop him.
I'm far worse. I'm far worse than all of them put together. Nice.
That's his polite way of saying he's not interested.
Alex, since you're like a smaller little guy, like, do you ever take precautions when you go into like a hookup scenario, like to protect yourself or?
I really, honestly, what I do is I. If
or do
I
you
walk
like
in,
getting choked out?
When I walk, first of all, into a guy's house, the first thing I'm doing is like scanning the environment intensely. Like, so I need to see if he has anything out that's kind of sketchy, or like, I also like to see if he has pictures of his wife or kids or whatever. Like, because I don't want to be in that kind of situation either.
Tips, I'm writing this
totally
down.
Been in that
but
situation before.
The thing is, though, is that like
that your sister?
I do in a way like it rough, but I mean like. I am conscious of like what's going on around me, and I also like if someone's pouring me a drink, I'm watching
like
them pour me
out.
A drink. Like if someone's, you know, like I like to make sure there's no shenanigans going on.
I beeline it for the medicine cabinet. I'm not even kidding.
That's the other thing. Is that in the event, especially
wait, to
like
see what he has or to see what you can take.
Yeah, well, because my parents are doctors, so I beeline it for the medicine cabinet just to see what's going on. Well, I don't do it. So I don't really go for hookups anymore. But when I was younger,
meet you. Where's your medicine cabinet?
No, I like, I gotta use the bathroom, gotta powder my nose.
Are
and
you
then I
crazy on
antipsychotics?
Yeah.
He's shifty like me. My whole like, hey, oh yeah, I gotta go get you some clean towels. Go in the bathroom and I'll go get them for you while I go through your wallet and stuff.
Yeah.
Or
you gotta worry about like legalities. You got youngins.
Yeah. If born after if born after the current date, what year is it?
1996.
2016. If born after the current date, 1997, don't try to do anything or you'll go to jail in heaven. I don't know. If you make like a rhyme, you can always remember. If born after the current date and then a certain year, like, that's
I think it's 1998.
As a man in your 30s, you could just not be fooling around with kids that you're questioning if they're 18 or
not. I'm not. That's the thing. I'm actually not, but it's still important to know that information because there are people out there that will lie for whatever reason. You don't have to be putting yourself in a situation to feel like it's a good idea to be aware of knowing when someone is legal or not. Dude, but, like, it doesn't have to be some duplicitous act. You just assume the worst because you live with me and you just
see it. First
and we have sworn an oath of silence.
But in your defense, I will say, Atomic, nowadays, 18-year-olds look like they're in their 30s.
Oh my God,
some
that is
like,
true.
Some Kylie Jenner syndrome. I got it.
I was
driving
through my neighborhood and I looked at the bus stop for the high school bus. There was a guy that had a better beard than me. Like, his beard was full grown in. I was like, and this kid's in high school?
He could have just been an idiot and failed a bunch of times.
No, they don't let that happen in Florida
anymore.
Yeah,
no, you get kicked out at 20.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still.
Well, you get sent to college.
That's over age.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Well,
I know, there's something in the water or something.
This whole problem could just be solved by dating 90-year-olds that are terminally ill and don't want a prenup. It's so easy.
For the record, single, I don't have a will. I was going to say, you know, my ex Alex, or my ex,
don't call
my
me that.
Name? My ex Kyle. He was, because he's like a smaller, twinkier guy, he told a story one time about how he used to always carry a knife with him to hookups in case, you know, it ended up being a bad situation. That's how he would defend himself because he couldn't really fight back. So he said he was at a hookup one time and it actually was, you know, kind of just an okay, amicable meeting up. But then as he was getting ready to leave, the knife like fell out of his pocket. And so the guy that he was going to
hook up
with, he saw the knife and he was like, whoa, he's showing up with a knife. So like, don't let your protection work against you. Like, don't show up with pepper spray and then accidentally like pepper spray yourself.
No, but what I do though is that because, you know, I do like it. I do like it rough in some respect. So when it is getting like, you know, serious at times, I will like also scope out the room for like the closest thing I can use as a weapon.
Right.
I just think of this as like a twink stick up. Give me all your money and your coupons to Macy's.
I do. If I have a guy come
I may be 95 pounds, but I'm tough as balls. I'm mass for mass. You don't know me. What is this? I work out regularly sometimes.
What were you saying, Lady Barry?
If I have a guy come over my house,
you're
I keep a box cutter under my,
she's
like, in between my mattresses.
Yeah. I keep golf clubs by my door. by the door downstairs and by my door upstairs so I can... what are you doing on Facebook, Alex?
Sorry.
Second thing I learned this week, roommate Daniel is back. Good to see you, man.
Hello.
Miss your voice on the air. We've lived together for a year. No one's dead yet. How you doing?
Yeah, no one is dead yet that we know of.
It's a feat.
And I'm actually really stoked because you're taking part in one of my favorite events that's happening starting next week in here.
No, kickoff was yesterday.
Tomorrow
yeah, this week. Is the kickoff.
Right, let me introduce the bit, and then I'll hand it over to you. One of the greatest events here in Central Florida is the International Orlando Fringe Festival. It's called Fringe because it brings in the outer fringes of performance art, literature, drama, dancing, music, anything you can think of, and it's in Lock Haven Park. It's got satellite venues all over the town, and it's a really great, you know, bang for your buck. Are you bored? I'm getting to you next.
Yeah, I'm bored. Continue.
Why? Fringe is exciting.
It's a lot of different theater shows.
The Fringe.
You know, we're going to go see Rob Ward, and then Daniel is taking part in a show this year at Fringe, and he brought with him. Are you the writer or the co-director?
I'm the writer.
Okay, producer, no one director. Can hear a thing that you're saying.
The writer, producer, director.
Okay, and what's your name again?
It may or may not be my baby. I'm Jeffrey Mall.
Okay, Jeffrey. Yes. And Dan, so tell me a little bit about the show you guys have going on and what it's been like. Because all I know is that my living room just keeps getting rearranged for, like, dress rehearsals, which I'm okay with.
No,
just put stuff back where it belongs and don't use my incense.
It's a great insight into the Fringe Festival in Orlando because it's 25 years in Orlando. It's the longest-running Fringe Festival in the United States. St. Matthew's Tavern is featuring 8 different shows this year,
mm-hmm.
one of which is Restaurant the Musical.
So it's a bar, so I can come see your play and drink.
Yeah, you can grab a few drinks before and after. It may or may not be part of the show. There's a couple of surprises.
Free drinks at your show.
No.
Yeah!
You have to buy the drinks.
Yes, all
free booze!
All St. Matt's, there's a whole bunch of shows there. Like, we start, our opening day is the 21st, and Fringe... We have a kickoff party tomorrow night at 10 o'clock at St. Matt's, but 8 different shows from around the world. This is a collaboration with a lot of different talent.
It's an awesome event. And Daniel, so you are co-directing, or you were the choreographer or what?
Yeah, choreographing.
I kind of just zoned it out.
Yeah, you don't care. It's okay.
So I'm asking you to talk about it now so it appears like I do.
Yeah, choreographed it. I'm acting in it. I'm doing the lights for it.
Yes, it is very much a base level production. It started as a short film and evolved to a live musical performance.
Yeah, it's a musical. I sing in it.
Sorry, I got distracted. I have trade message. I have trade texting me right now.
Oh, so I'm not allowed to watch the live stream, but you can be texting trade all show long.
I had trade saying he had to reschedule for like a week and a half from now, so I got to get my calendar and write it down, bro.
Oh, so you can come hang out with me?
Schedule your various twinks. I got it. Around your true
bottom. On Wednesday night I can. Tonight's not trade. Tonight's like my regular date type thing.
Oh. I hope he's listening too.
No, he doesn't. We've learned that lesson. I don't need him to. I've learned that lesson. I don't need you to listen to the radio show that I do to validate the reality that I do in fact do a radio show. That's personal and private are very separate things, and I'm very happy about that now.
I always wondered why you wait like 3 days after the show airs to post the podcast.
Mainly just because I'm lazy or I'm busy doing
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, I was about to say, that's a really quick editing process.
Okay, so, Daniel...
Anyways, go to OrlandoFringe.org. You can buy tickets for Restaurant the Musical. It's at St. Matthew's Tavern.
If you want to. But paraphrase it to me. Like, why would I
want
to go see a musical about a restaurant? Like, give me the pitch here. What's the trailer, bro?
Your elevator pitch? Your elevator pitch?
Yeah.
It's simply that Restaurant the Musical captures the art of food service. Mixed with witty dialogue served over a bed of local talent.
You know what?
It's all...
Thank you for doing that beautifully in a way that answered the question, but also painted a picture.
Yes,
I thank you for your use...
You need an elevator 30 seconds. That's your 30 seconds.
So you're saying that if I've ever worked at a restaurant or worked in the service industry, I would get something out of this.
Or
yes?
I actually walked into a restaurant
and you're
as a customer.
And you're saying if I've ever eaten at a restaurant, that I would get something out of it.
We showcase back of the house, the expo line, that people don't actually realize what happens when you order a side of ranch.
Yeah.
When you need extra ranch for your fries, I know it's a big deal for you, but believe it or not, that hands through several different individuals. There's a lot of other things that are happening before you get your ranch dressing. Very nice. So we kind of focus on that.
And Daniel, this was a very controversial casting choice. I actually was being considered for one of the roles, but I just decided that
I told you I had to audition.
And the very serious audition process, which is why we merged Daniel's line cook personality into a light tech and a choreographer at the same time.
Very nice. Good job. That's good. I know that Ricky and I are going to come see that because I know Friday the 27th, X-Men Apocalypse comes out. Got my tickets. And then the 28th is going to be MegaCon. I'm going to go with Chris Pruitt, my friend that's in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm, we got to find like a great wheelchair costume for him. And then last year we dressed him up as Batgirl in drag in a wheelchair because, you know, in the comic books, Joker shoots Batgirl and paralyzes her. So every time we saw someone dressed up as the Joker, we started like screaming at him and cursing them out. Oh, look what you did! Look what you did to Batgirl, you son of a... Ah!
With Apocalypse coming out, which is where you see where...
Do you say Apocalypse or Apocalypse?
What the hell does that mean?
That doesn't resound with anyone else in the... I think that Truvada is doing something to you. Is there like an adverse reaction?
Yeah, I'm not getting HIV.
Do you think that's how it was discovered? They're like, oh, holy buckets, look, this is repelling HIV. Like, you know how
Daniel, holy buckets. Daniel, per request from one of the show member emeritus on the show, you know what? You look like you could answer a phone. Could you answer that and pull it up a second?
No cursing.
Daniel, could you please say at Zatarain's we zazz it up and then say something like related to the blues now?
At Zatarain's we spice it up. Something jazzy.
Daniel, sing a Ray Charles song. People think you look like a bearded blind blues singer.
Maybe I can't see.
Start singing Georgia.
Speaking of, I'm gonna go see Stevie Wonder perform live at a Lens Crafters.
But he's not gonna see you.
Oh jeez.
No.
Yeah, help him out with that. See what's going on. I want to move on to the third thing that I learned this week because we didn't have time to touch on it last week. Can we make this a learning with Lady Barry? Give us some music for it.
Of course.
All right, because you learned some stuff.
Yes.
And you're going to share it with us.
Yes.
Now, and this is my on-air. I've told you that you're not obligated. You can talk about whatever you want to. Like, what you share about yourself is your own responsibility. What goes in and comes out of your mouth is your own responsibility.
I won't sue you. Stop being legal.
I care about my friends, and I care about... Okay, so let's go in with that. And let's all listen to Lady Barry and see what she has to say. And now it's time for Learning with Lady Barry.
She going to teach you a thing or two, honey.
Well, recently I learned that, I'm going to start this out with, have you ever seen the movie Girl Interrupted?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of had my own Girl Interrupted experience this past week.
I like you too on my
girl. Because she's clutching her pearls.
I got excited.
Now sing it, Angelina Jolie. Hey. Sorry.
No, I'm more like Winona Ryder.
That phone call's taking way too long, dude.
He's taking notes about it as well. By the way, like, is he taking a message for someone? Like, okay, so back to my story. I actually, I had a little breakdown a couple weeks ago where I needed to seek some mental health. I need to see a psychiatrist.
Dr. Phil.
No, I need to see somebody who's a real psychiatrist.
You need to change your life.
So,
Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah. Oh my God, that would have been so much better.
I wouldn't have gotten
the medication I needed.
Like you get a pill, and you get a pill.
So, I have been dealing with depression for quite some time.
It's a very real thing.
It's very real. And I recommend if anybody's listening out there, if you ever have any issues, get help when you need it. Immediately.
If you think you're suffering from depression and you're cute, contact me first.
No, do
and
not.
I'll put you on the radio show.
It will make you worse if you contact
him. He will berate you. He will spit on you. It's over.
I've never spat on you.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm sure he spit on somebody.
It's because he didn't say yes, sir.
Oh, see. So I went to this facility to seek some help, and I did a partial hospitalization program.
Right.
Pretty much where you... It's kind of like Baker acting yourself, but you get to go home at night.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's nice, right?
They
I can sleep in my own
bed.
They
trust you, but only a little bit.
It's like the difference. It's like the difference between dropped off at like Camp Anawana summer camp and you're stuck there versus like going to like day camp.
Yeah.
No,
well,
it's not
more like
camp
straight
at all.
Jacket or just like a stern arm grabbing.
Jeffrey, are you still taking notes on that phone call?
What happened on the phone? Was that like Hillary Clinton?
Okay, I will talk about this after you finish your segment. She hates it when I interrupt her.
Every day. So they put me in group therapy for a week and a half. And can I tell you, you never feel more sane until you're in a room with really, really crazy people.
Oh, yeah, every time.
And...
Congratulations, I've done my own radio show for 7 years, a.k.a. therapy.
Yeah, so, well, this is not good therapy at all. Not at all.
Group therapy is always come
to
weird.
Do not listen to the radio show for therapy at all. Look, oh my God, you need therapy.
I have
yeah,
to,
like, you do.
You did
I
your side mouth thing.
Wait, I feel like...
I talk to someone on occasion. When there are things that you need to deal with, you talk to them. And like I've said before, there are things in your life that'll happen. You have to think about your whole life, your whole emotional well-being, your whole spirit as a house. And we clean a house. And sometimes you clean the kitchen regularly. Sometimes you clean the bathroom regularly. But you're not always thinking about dusting off the baseboards in the attic. But at some point, you need to make sure that you touch on every part of that house from top to bottom. So there are different things and different situations. And sometimes if you're aware of your life and what you need to be doing, you bring that and you are aware of that. And you seek that out. You know, I mean, so I'm doing just fine, thank you. I've got that post-cancer morality. When I need to talk to somebody, I talk to somebody. And I would say but don't ignore the fact that you need to, if you feel you need to talk to someone, check it out. Don't be afraid to check it out.
Do it. Because I'm going to tell you right now,
that's a public service announcement.
There you go. While I was in the hospital, there were a couple people, there was actually one person that actually tried to take their own life. And they didn't come to group therapy one day, and we're like, what's going on? And the therapist sat us all down, and the person's been Baker acted because they tried to take their own life. So I wanted to bring this up because I want people to know that there are ways to get help that are free.
Yeah.
Completely free.
I thought this was going to be like a funny story.
Oh, well, there's some funny stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lady who cried at the drop of a dime. Like, literally, I told her hello, and she started crying.
Oh,
she's like, you're so nice. And she's like, hysterically started. I was like, what is wrong with you?
I don't like people that cry. People that like cry, like they still want, like,
awkward.
Like they're hanging out with you in your bathroom and they're like, no, I just want to stay a little longer. Like, no, you need
to
leave.
Has that ever happened to you?
Okay, can we talk about PTSD?
I was like, you need to leave. I'll call you an Uber. No, I'm just going to walk back to Altamont. I was like, all right, you're staying here.
You have fun with that. Can we talk about PTSD and how fun that is?
She was a skinny blonde twink with tattoos.
Shut up.
All right, go on.
What the heck? It's Cody.
Okay, so there were like
PTSD, that was serious.
There were three people that were from the military that had PTSD in my class.
It's a very real thing.
And seriously, if you made sudden movements, they freaked out.
Oh yeah.
And there's a
it's very sensory.
And there's a speaker system in the hospital. And they would call certain, like, doctors, hey, we have this.
Lady, please report for your pills. Lady, please report for your pills.
Oh my goodness. And whenever that thing would go off, you would just see the panic in their face. Like, I was so expecting somebody to be hiding under a chair at one point.
Don't kill
yourself.
It was
so funny. That was so stupid.
Yeah.
They have to remind people sometimes.
No, they don't.
Not
they
over
medicate
a microphone.
Them. Oh. Yeah. But I will say, if you need medication, get it, because it makes you feel so much better.
You feel good? How are you feeling?
I feel stable, which is what I needed.
Because I've said this to you off the air. And this kind of goes into the other thing I wanted to talk about before the news. Thank you very much for learning with Lady... Nope. And that was Learning with Lady Barry.
Get your crazy pills.
Yes!
I noticed it with you happening. What I noticed was that your tone and kind of the demeanor of things you were saying on Facebook, it stopped being the way that I normally know you to be, which is very happy, which is very upbeat, which is very positive. And we had conversations where you would talk about... guys saying they want to look for friends on the social apps like Grindr and saying they want to look for just friends, but then they would be judging you or be saying things based on the way you look. And I think that you were starting to internalize that, and I noticed some of the glow that you have starting to dim a little bit, and
they
it made
stole
me upset.
My glow.
And is that related to that? I mean, how do you find a way to be happy? Because you are beautiful. You're you.
It helps the depression when people act like that towards you. But the thing is like...
I'm not acting towards you. I'm telling you the truth. You're my friend.
No, I'm talking about the guys that would do that. It added to the depression.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
It makes things worse.
Like, don't come for me. I'll yell at
and
you.
And I'm looking at that article you're holding in your hand about no fats, no femmes. And let me tell you, that whole movement, sorry skinny people, is bullcrap. And that's not the word I want to say. It's bullcrap. It's like, why would you wear something like that when we already see it on Grindr and all these other websites and things like that.
You're talking about there's American Jared Muscle Tea that says no fats, no femmes. Mm-hmm. To combat that, the gay social app Jacked has actually put their money where their mouth is, and they're trying to combat the effects of this loathsome phrase when it comes to hookup apps. Mm-hmm. You know, because usually it's no fats, no femmes, and then sometimes they tack on like no Asians. Like Asians kind of feel adversely affected by
no
that
blacks.
Too. So what the guys from Jacked have said is that, words matter. They have consequences. And their marketing director has, released their own clothing line. And all the proceeds that are raised from it go to hashtag no bullies, no bigots t-shirts. So all the money they raise from selling their no bullies, no bigots t-shirts, those are going to go to the Trevor Project. Because mm-hmm. what they're seeing is that it's this type of body shaming, it's this type of this objectification mm-hmm. that we perpetuate that's turning into real issues where people are taking their own lives. Like they're taking it internally and going, oh my God, my worth is dependent on the fact that I've gotten no booty today.
And it's
that's
it's
why I feel so that's why no matter what I look like, I always feel really good about myself because mm-hmm. I'm still able to get it, you know.
Well, I think just social media apps in general, dating apps, so because like there's I love
I
it when
say
they do
miserable
the,
things and no one calls them.
Right. When they do the thing like you would never say what you say on Grindr or Tinder or whatever in real life. They don't people feel no responsibility for what they say on a social media app. There's
not
this like
I get
coma that they're in. They're like,
if someone threw to me on Grindr, what I do is I make a fake profile with my dead stripper friends' pictures and I message them back trying to invite them to an orgy.
Oh,
and then when they say they're interested, I go, no,
what
you're not attractive enough. And then I block them.
I get I get really worked up about the subject actually because mm-hmm. I get very infuriated when I see anything about like, well,
you like
it's,
fats? You like
it's
fans?
A it's a preference whether or not I date black people. I'm like, no, you're a racist.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no
right.
and there's no sugarcoating it. And they get so mad when you use that word racist.
Yeah.
It's so taboo. It makes people
mm-hmm.
so angry. But there's no other way of putting it. You're a racist. If I put a sign that says no blacks on a water fountain, that's
mm-hmm.
racist. It doesn't make it any better if it's on your like Grindr profile. If you I understand that everyone has a preference, but if you are putting every single person in mm-hmm. the world that is black into a box, you're saying that all of those people are not only alike, but they look alike and they act alike, and that is inherently prejudice, and therefore that's racist.
You know what, something you just said that I thought that
mm-hmm.
made me think of it a different way? When you see, and I guess I didn't think about it kind of until you were painting that picture. It's okay to not, you don't have to reply to everyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But you don't have to tell someone why you do or don't want
right.
to talk to them.
Exactly.
But to actively put it in your profile
yeah.
of, don't you even message me. Don't even think about saying
yeah.
hello to me if you're this or if you're that or if you're
exactly.
that. That, I think, is
it
where the message
sense.
Of,
yeah.
that's that. And not just that, it's hateful because
mm-hmm.
you're just saying that right now that if you're not this or this, it's
mm-hmm.
not even worth your time to try and message me. And that relates, I think, to a lot of what we've been talking about going on in North Carolina with Governor McCrory and the
mm-hmm.
non-discrimination ban on transgender bathroom issues. And it's getting crazy.
And
now with Target has issued a ruling that, you know, hey, their bathrooms are all gender neutral, gender inclusive. There was a crazy mother with her...
the Bible lady.
Yeah,
with her
crazy
children.
Lady with her 12 children. And who's the woman? Who's the
Didn't
Kentucky...
Didn't she go to Walmart,
who's the Kentucky?
Target wouldn't let them go in there.
Who's
no,
the Kentucky? She looks
Did
like
they go
the,
to Target?
She looks like the woman that wouldn't sign the marriage
Kim
license.
Davis. She looks just like Kim Davis.
Looks
and
like
she's parading through here with her, like... She has
she's
a litter of children.
Screaming.
A litter 12 of
kids
children.
A
baseball team.
And
exactly.
Well, and this is becoming another... Unfortunately, I think Florida, we're going to get dragged into it too. A superintendent in schools in Clay County, Florida, made this whole big YouTube video, you know, talking out against it, saying that what the federal government is just bullying, that his district and his school doesn't have to do what Obama said.
Yes, you
and,
do.
And basically, but they're trying
That's
to.
That's how the law works. I'm so sick of this Bible Belt nonsense.
Yeah,
I can't
no,
stand.
Yeah.
She's walking through with her ginormous amount of children. She's squeezing them out like a tube of toothpaste, and she is telling us how we have to live. Our life? I am no ma'am.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
These people are ridiculous.
The religion thing has just gotten so out of control though. It like
and
it
they
all
feel
boils,
so threatened.
Yeah, like every there I could walk down the street and it's offensive to someone and I need to stop, but I'm no screw
no.
you actually.
Exactly.
I didn't come in contact with you. I didn't do nothing.
Well,
and
live and let live.
My,
get over
what,
it.
and I'm always behind. I'm always one to say too that I mean my faith is a big is a part of my life, is a part of my upbringing. I appreciate my faith in a different way, and I find that to be offensive as well. So at the same time, I want to say that I stand up for the rights of everyone to not be persecuted or judged. I also stand up for the rights of saying, yo, I've heard it compared to your religion is like your dong. Okay, you can have your dong, you can do with it what you want, but don't hit people over the head with it. Don't shove it into people's mouth when they don't want you to do it. Yeah. You know, don't force it upon children. Like, that's a general good rule of life.
Well, one of the things that I hate is unsolicited.
I don't know if that was a good analogy.
Opinions. I don't like. I didn't ask you.
Unsolicited. Yeah.
It's unsolicited. I don't care. Like, the people of that Target were probably like, well, I need some Cheerios, but there's some big fat lady walking around with her 12 kids. And did you see the kids? Half the kids were mortified. Like, oh, you can tell they. But
let's not be too mad at unsolicited opinions. I mean, it's kind of like the background.
No, those kids literally
choose to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. You can turn this off. Those people were in there shopping. These are average people. That it drives me crazy. And I think what's happening is that religion is going through kind of like a renaissance where they're grabbing for anybody because they see that there's this influx and they're just trying to grab for anybody that they possibly can. That's why they're lashing out.
I
want
to equate it almost to like to mutants and X-Men in the Marvel Universe.
Well,
like,
that's what it is.
People hate and fear what they don't understand. And if all you know is a religious upbringing and it's unfathomable to think about you as being of sharing a bathroom with someone that's transgender or being friends or accepting that someone that's gay can do and have the same rights as you can, you know, you maybe they feel a little bit of fear that maybe what I believe isn't as strong enough because it didn't keep this from happening. I mean, so maybe they feel like they have to be extra, you know, kind of forthright in their opinions and views. I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand that in any way, shape, or form.
We got to get to the news right after this point, though, because I can't cut
the news
out.
I don't feel like there needs to be any understanding. We breathe. We pay taxes. We go to the grocery store to buy groceries. We go to the bathroom to... Go to the bathroom. We're not doing other weird things.
But Daniel,
if you're
the
doing
most
weird
important...
things with me, it's in my bedroom, and me and you only know about it.
But Daniel, the most important skill in life...
There's nothing to understand.
The most important skill in life is to put yourselves in the shoes of somebody else. For a religious zealot to put themselves in the shoes of me, for me to put myself in the shoes of them, to try and understand one another. I can't just force someone to think a certain way. They can't just force me to be or think a certain way. If we try to understand each other and have a dialogue, and we can develop a mutual respect... then I think we have a conversation that can allow everyone to live peacefully. I can't just demand that somebody get over what they believe and not have an opinion, the same way that they can't just force me to do what they want to do.
But see, there's a difference.
That's just an argument. That's an argument that has no win.
Yeah, they're trying to change the way we do things.
There's a vast difference.
In our life.
Difference.
In other words, they're trying to say, you cannot go here. You cannot do this.
I am not
telling them they cannot believe the way they do. I am telling them you cannot force the way you believe on
that
me.
I spent my entire childhood putting myself in their shoes. The least they can do is give me 5 minutes.
Girl, 5 minutes.
Exactly.
35 seconds.
I'm texting.
Where are you?
I'm texting. I'm busy. Social media update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the news.
Hey, it's time for Alex's surf news from the co-op.
So Italy joined the rest of Europe on Wednesday in giving some rights to gay couples after a year's long... And I mean, if we went on things we hated about each other, we'd be here all day.
But I love you.
Till next
year. I tolerate you. Rights to...
Valid.
Gay couples after a years-long battle in opposition from the Catholic Church to anything...
Can you do this story in an Italian accent, please?
To anything that smacked of authorizing gay marriage.
Thank you, Mario, from Mario Brothers.
Gay rights activists hailed the vote as historic, giving the Italy was the last of European Union's 28 nations. Oh, no, I got Jamaican.
Call me now for your free reading, a marriage equality, ha-ha.
So, yeah, basically they have all the same legislation grants the same sex couples.
Now is not the time to vote.
So you can have the same last name, inheritance rights, hospital visitation rights, medical decision-making rights, but it stopped, like, the actual act of authorizing a gay marriage is still what's on the table. It's just, you know how Italy is, it's a very religious-centric nation, you know, that's where the Vatican is located, so there is a very large...
Come on, Pope Francis,
theocratic
come
through! Presence. There are 54 million people in Italy.
That seems like a lot.
I read it
Are
from,
you sure?
I read
that
it,
seems like too many.
Bro, read it from a menu. Country. Read it from a menu on an Italian restaurant yesterday that had facts.
54 million?
Well, there's like 400 million people in the United States.
But look at the size of the United States.
Yeah, but do you actually know how many people populate, like the land area of the United States?
The map just makes it look more, Italy's way bigger than Florida, and Florida's got like 23, 24
million.
Not only
that, but like the people of the United States are concentrated in areas, like the middle of America, there's essentially no one there.
Yeah, valid. I grew up there.
There are
1.8 million people in America.
There are 1.5 gay people in Florida.
1.5? What is that, per 1.5
what?
All right, hurry up. We got to get DJ Leah on the air here soon. We love DJ Leah. DJ Leah, you know what? We're just doing the show. You cancel us whenever you want to cancel us. GayRadioShow.com. The Uncensored Podcast will be up on GayRadioShow.com with the live streaming video. And as always, you can stay in touch with us in a lot of very fun, awesome, different ways. But go on with your news.
Okay, so the other news story that I have, gay men are having sex roulette parties where one person secretly has HIV. So
I've heard about this today.
So basically what this...
Hold on, let him finish it. So we've talked about this before. There's some people out there.
Right? Like, I've seen some very... Like, people engage in really mysterious things. Like, the cinnamon challenge.
Are your nipples pierced?
No, like, being a dance mom.
Can you show me your nipples, please?
No, I'm cold.
I'm single.
Yeah. I don't want to go, like, what are people, come on now.
Listen, there are some guys, I know someone that made a conscious decision. He said at the age of 17, he goes, I know how I like to do this, and I have decided that I will not wear protection, and I am aware of the consequences, and I don't, that was his choice, and he lives with that way, and now he's on meds, and he's undetectable, that's his personal choice. There are guys out there known as bug chasers that would prefer to just have it happen. They say, why live with the fear and the expectation of having sex and not knowing? I'd rather go ahead and have it and know that I can take medicine and be undetectable. Now, it's not my way of thinking, not the way that I protect myself. I'm just saying, but that's it. So these roulette parties that he's talking about are like, is it like a game or
let me continue.
The people involved know what it is, right?
Okay, so let me continue.
Oh yeah,
so
maybe let him share the facts.
In Barcelona, which is in Spain, this doctor.
I learned gay lisping Spanish in Spain.
So yeah, this Barcelona doctor says he's been encountering these sex roulette parties. Basically, it's taking place among wealthy men because they know that they can afford the meds if they became so that they can become undetectable should they contract the disease. So basically they're like, oh well, we're rich, so whatever, we can afford the meds, so let's play a fun meds. Like,
not a game, like it should not be.
What are they using, like
game?
A dirty syringe, like, as the roulette, like spinning that in the middle?
This party come with like a gift bag that in like 3 to 6
here's
weeks
some
there, yeah,
it actually
here's
sets up the analogy. While many other orgies like would contain like a lot of like lube and condoms, these parties, they offer like Truvada on a platter. So I mean, that's how they're going.
So fancy. Well, everyone gets Truvada and one of you gets a blue jelly bean. Oh, what just happened?
I don't know.
What happened to our live stream, bro?
P.S. My aunt is watching.
Oh.
So
hi, auntie.
Aunt Barbie.
So I don't get it though. So it's just the thrill of knowing that they could, but then they're walking around with platters of Truvada, so it doesn't even matter anyway.
Yes.
Like, it's this just all sounds ludicrous to
all
me.
You can
does
see
it sound crazy to anyone else?
Yeah, I've actually done some, in Florida there was actually a problem about a decade back, but it was kind of different. It was for an economic reason. People were getting HIV and then using it to siphon money from Social Security, because Florida used to give so much money to HIV patients, but they don't as much anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's not as prevalent as it used to be, but people were actively seeking out getting HIV because they could not get finances, because they couldn't get into school, because they couldn't pay for anything. So now that they're supplementing other government assistance programs, it's not as prevalent, but it was a huge problem. Especially, I grew up in Alaska. I used to volunteer at the Interior AIDS Association in Alaska, and it was actually a problem up there too.
Really? Like,
that's just
in Alaska?
Crazy.
Yeah.
People like it bare in Alaska?
It's actually, Alaska has some of the highest STD rates because people are
just
so
don't have the
uneducated.
Yeah.
Exactly, because Alaska is a very high high school dropout rate. And then on top of, so they're uneducated, just naturally. And then on top of that, they don't have sexual education, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to
just
our video.
Sarah Payne,
I mean, like, we haven't perfected the technology yet, so I don't know. I mean, I think the video's there. I don't know if it's going to do the same thing it did a couple weeks ago. So if you got to watch the live streaming video, then cool, you know, good on you. But, you know, I'd love it if the video worked every week, but I can't be, I mean, because it was just literally sitting there and then it went off. So I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
Coming soon, pending sponsorships. We're getting a 360 camera that can stream live.
1080p. You can't. It has to like be. The one that got in the
Grammys. Sponsored by like Best Buy.
No, you can go get a GoPro and connect to your computer and stream.
Come on.
You can't just stream from anything. It has to be through the app through Facebook.
You can stream through.
You stream.
You can stream through a computer. I've seen it.
If somebody, I've already said this, dude. I can't do one more thing. I cannot do one more thing and host the show. This is pushing it. If somebody else wants to be the tech guy and somebody else wants
to be the
videographer,
the 21st century, you gotta keep up.
That's fine. I can't host the show, anymore, wrangle right? people coming in 5 minutes late, do the content, record the podcast, do the calls, watch the dump button. I just can't do it, bro.
Sounds
I
like
will
a personal
lose
are
my
we still
mind.
In the air?
I don't know if we are or not. Let's let we're recording the podcast. As our outro music starts to play here. Did everyone else get out what they need to do? Jeffrey and Daniel, we want to go make sure we choke check out. We choke check out. Go check out.
Don't choke anyone.
We want to go. We want to go check out Restaurant the Musical, which is part of the Orlando, the 25th annual International Orlando Fringe Festival Theater Show, and it's going to be at St. Matthew's Tavern on Mills. And what time are the shows?
1 o'clock on Saturday.
I can't read that
crap. 21st and 28th, and on the Sunday the 22nd and 29th at 1:30.
That's great. Thank you for coming back. I loved having
you
back on the
to
show
be
again.
21 to go because
yes.
of the drink.
Woo!
It's important.
Is there free booze?
Not
I can
a
go.
Not a kids' show.
Very nice. Good job. Lady Barry Matthews, did you have a good time today?
I had a blast.
Thank you very much for coming, and we love you as always.
Who's next?
What's going on? Do you have anything going on this week?
No, not much going on.
All right, Alex, man.
Hey.
It's good to see you back, man. Let's. We might hang out tonight. I'll see you, but I'm actually going to be gone this weekend. I'm going up to North Florida to go canoeing in the rivers, and then I'm going to go up to Gulf Shores to the Hangout Music Festival with some friends from law school. We're going to go see
you
a bunch of bands.
Very nice life.
I do, don't I?
It's like every week, I'm like, I'm going up to the Keys, I'm going to
the
yard.
I'm going to eat graham crackers on my couch.
I'm going to Seattle, I'll be doing that, then go down to San Diego.
And then I'll be eating goldfish on my couch. Got new snacks, girl.
And not the brand.
Well, then I guess
goldfish.
You need to hang out with better friends.
Off brand.
The Walmart brand, Sam's Choice.
The whales.
Oh, God, why would you do that? I really don't like when crazy people text me telling me they're watching the show.
Oh, well, that's fun. Okay, well, we'll see
you. I'll turn the mics off.
Hey, Daniel, how are you? What are you doing this week?
I'm putting on a play.
Hold on, and our special guest, Cody, did you have a fun time on the show today?
I had a great time.
Would you like to come back again sometime? I'd like you
I
to.
I would love to come back again
Thank
sometime
you.
If I've made a good impression.
I think you made. I think we all can give him a B-plus for his radio cherry poppins.
I tolerate
B-plus?
Have you seen these waters? How pushy is that? My vitamin water says, cuddle time is over, rise and shine.
Okay.
Like, that's so pushy.
Like, get up.
Hold
like,
on, Alex is getting turned on. That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando.
Wait, hey, I'm Alex, so I'll see you later.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
I don't know.
Eat gushers.
Thank you very much. Until next time, I'm
Take
Justice.
Us back to the 90s.
And I love you.
Well, he was.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching
you,
the funds
no.
at Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
you know
Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you mind?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Lauderlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.